Oh, I want you to imagine that you have like some overdue library books or something. So, you know, you type into your phone like library near me because you really don't want to deal with the late fees. And you get like a library that you've never been to before, but it's like really close by. So you go, you head over there, and it's just in this really sketchy part of town. You know, one of those parts where you don't normally want to go. And you just look in the parking lot of the fucking library, and you just see the sign is just like taken apart. You know, it just says instead of public library, it says pubic library, and you're like, that's so fucking weird. Fucking annoying ass vandals, like making this fucking place a mess. You look in the parking lot, and it's just all these like old, scruffy, weird looking men, and all these cars that are just like broken down, you know, barely taken care of, some of them missing license plates, and you just like, you don't feel safe in this area. But so you just think, I'm just gonna go into the library, return these books, and get the fuck out of here because this place is giving me the creeps. And you go head into the library, and there's just all of this graffiti on the outside of the library, just spray painted obscenities and pictures of genitals spray painted onto this public building. You just look at it with just such disdain, like, ugh, I can't believe that they just fucking treat this place so poorly. And you head into the library, and it's not much better, but it's a little bit better than outside. The carpet looks like it's from the 80s, but everything else looks pretty modern. You know that one of the books that you've borrowed might be overdue, so you look around for the nearest librarian to pay any fees that may have arisen or maybe get them waved away. But the only person that you can find at the front is this balding man with a thick mustache and sunglasses, wearing a trench coat and nothing underneath. And you're understandably shocked. You let out a gasp as you stare at this grown man pleasuring his ruler-sized penis in front of everybody in the middle of a library. You open your mouth to speak, but he shushes you and points to a sign. You turn around and you see a sign that says "Unsafe Place, Pervert Public Library." Underneath that, it says "Adults Only, 18 Plus, Men Only." And you look back at this librarian, clearly getting off on this confusion that's on your face as he moans a little bit louder. And he points to another sign that says, "In order to protect the integrity of this library, no food or drink is allowed in the library, and no clothes are allowed either, to prevent any foreign contaminants." And right next to that is just a massive pile of clothes. And this man, this pervert of a librarian, knows that he's still a librarian, so of course he takes in your books, waves away any fees with his greasy, greasy, cummy hands, and he puts the books onto the shelf to be returned to another library that's not for perverts. Then he goes back to stroking his massive penis and tweaking his nipple while he flicks his tongue at you in the most lewd manner. And at this point, you're just so confused, but you decide to play along. You find yourself stripping completely naked as the librarian looks at you and strokes faster and faster and faster. And you throw your clothes and your shoes onto the pile, and now you're just completely head to toe naked in this public library. The librarian reaches from underneath the counter to pull out one of two objects that you can choose from. Either a ball gag that prevents you from speaking entirely, or a cheek stretcher that exposes your teeth and prevents you from verbalizing any audible words. Because this is a library, of course, you don't want to disrupt the peace. And so, with some hesitation, you choose the one that stretches your cheeks open. The librarian gets out from behind the counter and comes over to apply it onto your face, and then you feel something just slip into your mouth. Something like a pill? Whatever it was, it already dissolved, and you don't really have the ability to ask what it was. And so you just watch as the librarian just goes back and sits behind his counter, and you head into the library and just start to explore the space. You don't know what was in that pill, but you could tell it was already taking effect. You could feel your blinking and your breathing begin to slow down as you explored the library. Again, feel the cheek stretcher stretching your face into such a pleasant and warm feeling smile. Every step that you made deeper into this massive library just felt amazing. You could feel the carpet underneath your feet, and it felt just so soft and so welcoming. You felt like you were at home. As you were walking around, you just notice other library patrons just doing the same thing as you, just walking around, just having a good time, just smiling or grunting happily with their ball gag in their mouth, and just looking around. You look up at the ceiling and you just see floor after floor, 5 stories of this library to explore. You look to your left and you see a community room with the bulletin board that says G-O-O-N. It says O-R-G-Y this Tuesday. Whatever was in that pill is starting to just mess with your brain a little bit. Big words just became so hard to understand. It was much easier to look at small words or pictures instead. You make your way over to the audiobook and CD collection, and you start flipping through all of the options. All of the CDs here are erotic. One of the CDs is just a 3-hour compilation of fist fucking. Another is a 2-hour collection of phone sex. Another is an audiobook of an erotic novel read by a husky voiced man. You look around and you see that there are some computers out for some of the perverts like yourself to use to listen to these. And you notice that there's also a video collection on the side. You walk over there and you just see all of the other freaks, men of various ages, mostly older than you, mostly hairier than you, just looking through the video collection, just so casually, so dumbly, just reading each one to the best of their ability, sounding out the words like complete morons. At first you think that they're weird, but once you get over there and you find one of the videos that you would love to see right in front of your face, you wind up just moaning and groaning along with them. You look down at their genitals, their pubic areas, and you see that they have a hand there just slowly pleasuring themselves, slowly stroking and slowly dripping all over the old carpet, and you're just the same. You're dripping and drooling from your penis onto the floor, unapologetically, so dumbly, everything just moving so slow. And with your selections in hand, you look around for a computer to play all of these audios and videos for yourself. But all of them on the first floor are taken, just row after row of horny men just drooling from their ball gags and mouth stretchers, just viewing whatever they wanted to when they picked it out, when they were just like you, when they entered in and got indoctrinated into the pubic library. Just seeing all these happy grown men just fills you with such happy library thoughts, and so you just masturbate just looking at them, looking at what they're viewing. All of them in a world of their own, and you want to be in a world of your own too. So you keep looking and looking for a computer, having to bump into all of these naked, horny men dripping, drooling everywhere, until finally you find a place in the corner between these 2 big, hairy men, both of them drooling happily as they look at whatever's on their screen, and you're just so happy to find a place, and you just sit down in between these 2 men. They don't look hot, but they smell sexy, so you don't mind. And you sit your ass down onto this crusty, comfy chair, It feels so good to sit in it. Unlike other libraries, this chair, it's made of leather with various stains, and it's just designed for you to sink your ass into and spread your legs open. You put the CD into the fucking computer and you just listen to it while you jerk off and drool, and you put the adult video into another slot and you just watch your fucking porno. You just watch it and stare at it and jerk at it and drool all over the place. You feel like you're at home in this fucking library. And before you know it, the video's over and you're still stroking to the blank screen, just so lost in your own world. And you just get your ass up and put the CD and the video back in the collection shelf. And you just find yourself slowly masturbating and walking your way through the library as if it's your own fucking place, it's your own fucking house. You just masturbate and walk around. You find there's more floors to explore, so you head into the elevator. You walk right in. There's a fucking pervert in the corner jacking off, but you don't mind him. You don't mind that he's saying all these obscenities behind his ball gag. You just stare at yourself in the reflection of the silver door of the elevator. You begin to notice that your body's kind of weird looking now. Your penis is all swollen and way bigger than you remember it to be, but you're just too fucking focused on exploring everything this library has to offer, so all you do is moan and drool and walk around the library all hunched over playing with your big penis. Because the thing about this library is the longer you stay in the library, the bigger and hornier and greedier your penis gets. And so once you make it to the third floor, you just start exploring and seeing all of these rows of magazines, just one after the other, a collection of porn mags, all set up for you to explore, just one after the other after the other. You just walk down row after row and just see fucking horny porno perverts just flipping through these magazines, sitting on chairs in between these rows and jerking off. And you just go down all of these rows just trying to find a magazine that gives you a little dopamine hit. And each one of them just hits your brain so fucking hard. It's just the physical manifestation of porn that gets you off. You hold it in your hands, you cradle each magazine, and you just flip through each page. Each page, you give it a little jerk, you give it a little drool, and you just keep fucking flipping your way through. You get yourself a chair, and then you sit down just like all the other porn freaks and just go row after row. This fucking library has a collection of porn mags dating all the way back to the 1800s. It's just so fucking knowledgeable. You feel like you're getting smarter, but you're getting dumber and dumber with each page. And you're just flipping through all of your pornographic picture books until you finally get to a row where you just see a man just laying on the floor covered in porn mags, blanketed in tissues and cum. But you also see that there's a magazine behind him that you really want to see. And so you gently kick the man awake. He wakes up, he looks all confused, drooling from his ball gag. And he gets right back to looking at all of these porn mags. This poor, poor pornosexual man. And you still have to reach over to get the magazine, and as you do, this fucking pervert busts a nut. It fucking hits your fucking armpit. But you don't care, you don't mind. You finally have your porn mag in your hands, and you just start flipping through it while this fucking pornosexual beneath you is writhing and moaning and groaning. His penis still as hard as can be as he continues to stroke and stroke and stroke. But you're just about done with all the porn mags here, so you head up to the fourth floor, you take the stairs, and oh man, you feel this heavy, heavy weight in your balls, so you stick your penis through the fucking safety rails, and you just let it sperm and squirt all the way down to the first floor. And you don't give a fuck if it hits someone because you're a fucking pervert now. You don't care. And you pull your penis back and you just continue walking up the stairs, your penis all big, all bloated, more sensitive than ever. And that's when you find that the fourth floor is just so fucking fun. It's a fucking gaming area. Yeah, they got all these erotic video games that you can play. You just see all these horny fucking perverted gamers sitting in their comfy chairs playing video games that involve undressing characters and fucking them. And normally you don't get that into video games, but goddamn, these ones are fun. All the characters in all your favorite games, but just completely sexualized and completely naked. There's fighting games where you win by fucking other characters, and there's all these text games and dungeon crawlers where you're crawling through all these kinky sex dungeons. Aw, fuck. In the corner, you see a vending machine for all types of things. Fucking dry noodles with fucking hot water. You got fucking energy drinks. And you have more of those fun pills that the fucking librarian gives you. And you go over and you get another pill and you just pop it in and make a stupid fucking smile as you just get into the digital world. You sit your ass down and you just play some of these games. They're just so much fun. You make your character this sexy fucking muscle man and you just play as him, just going around fucking all these people. Meanwhile, you're sitting there completely lost in this world, just jerking away, jacking away like a fucking chronic masturbator. And it's just row after row of all these guys, the entire floor, just perverted fucking gamers saying the most terrible things that you've ever heard. This whole floor is fucking soundproofed, so they're fucking just going off on all these people that they're playing against, making all sorts of terrible fucking obscenities whenever they lose. And whenever they win, they fucking rub it in their fucking faces. They're just like, fuck you, you fucking stupid ass fucking penis fucking pervert. Yeah, these fucking gamer perverts are all just fucking the bottom of the fucking barrel. They're just so fucking horny, pent up, and they just fucking want to win. Yeah, you're not too involved in the game, though. You're not letting it suck you in, but you've been playing for the past 4 hours, and you look around, and you just see all these fucking nerds, all these fucking porno, fucking sexual nerds, and you get up because you feel yourself getting sucked in just like them, just like all of them. You get up, and then you fucking go up the stairs to the last and the final floor, and it's just what you'd expect. It's the fucking most comfortable place in the fucking library. It's a place where you can just turn your brain off. It's got all these teddy bears everywhere that have a hole at the bottom so you can hump it. And you just see all these grown men just humping these teddy bears everywhere as they flip through all of these picture books of erotic depictions. Some of them complete man-children flipping through comic books of various sex positions, erotic comic books with stories, others flipping through more foreign material like Bada or Yaoi. And you walk by at first thinking, I'm really not into this, but you see some of the cartoons that they're playing on the screen and you're like, oh, I remember that one. But it's a more sexual production, but it still fills you with a wave of nostalgia. And it just pulls you in closer to explore what else they have to offer. You pick up a book that's made of cardboard and you flip through it. It's called The ABCs of Sex. And the pill you took in the gamer lounge just starts to kick in, and you just feel so dumb and giddy because you can barely understand even your ABCs. You're in a library and you can't fucking read. You just feel like such a stupid fucking masturbator. All that porn just munched away at your ability to comprehend more complex topics. And you feel way more at home in this section now more than ever, just staring at these erotic cartoons and going through these simple erotic picture books. And next thing you know, you find yourself balls deep, humping one of those big brown plush teddy bears, and you just find yourself just pumping away at this big teddy bear, and you're just babbling, trying your best to speak to it, tell it that you love it, tell it that you love being here in this fucking perverted library. But you can't, because you just regressed that much mentally. This fucking library just taking you down a notch of intelligence every level. And you're just humping away, just speaking at a level that's incomprehensible to anyone else except all these other men in this room. This big, big teddy bear with its red ribbon. And all of these horny perverts around you are the only ones that can understand you on a deep primal level. You hump this big teddy bear that's three times your size as you flip through all these erotic comics, moaning and groaning as you feel yourself get closer and closer to the edge. Your penis now massive and so powerful, just taking away all the blood from your brain and directing it right into your penis and balls. You feel yourself getting so close to the edge, but then you see in the corner, you see all these other perverts sitting at a table that just looks so soft and edges just so rounded, all colorful, and you see them picking up these erotic coloring books and just coloring them, and you just pull your penis out of the giant teddy bear and you run over there to join your friends, your fucking perverts, and you just sit down and you just babble with them as they babble and they color all of these naughty, naughty photos, all these naughty drawings. You spend a good few hours just coloring in a picture of this giant fucking penis on this big buff looking tiger, and you spend just all this time just trying to make sure that everything is nice and colorful, and you show it off to the other perverts and they jerk off to it with you, and you just can't help but just come a little bit, and that's just enough for you to snap out of it, to snap out of this hold that this library has on you, but it just keeps pulling back. You just keep pulling back from it, and you finally get up and you hold your big penis and your testicles in your hands as you make your way out of the fucking library. You just can't stay here anymore. It's just doing something to you. You feel it. And so you just head down the elevator and you try your best not to hit another button to go to visit the fucking gaming lab or visit another fucking porn mag archive, and you just really have to force yourself to stop yourself. You have to stop, and your hands are just full of all of the material that you gathered throughout your visit here, and you're so tempted to rent it out. You're so tempted to bring it home with you, but you know you can't. You know you shouldn't. And so you head down, back down to the first floor. You see all the other fucking perverts struggling with the same decision as you. A lot of them fucking just getting to the fucking exit and turning back around, going back into the library. And you can't be like them. You can't be like them. So you head out. You head out and you're down in the fucking lobby again. The librarian is staring at you. And you stare back at him and you get so hard and throbby, but you take out your fucking mouth guard. You take it out because you can't stay here. You can't keep coming here and just staying like this. And so you look through the pile of clothes, but your fucking clothes are gone. All that's left is a fucking trench coat. And so you put it on. You put on the trench coat. It doesn't even fucking fit. because your penis is so fucking big, and you wander back home, you walk back home, just walking all the way back, and just showing off your big fucking pervert penis, your mind full of sex, showing off your big pervert penis to all the passing by cars, all the bikers that fucking pedal by, all the people walking next to you, just fucking flash them, because that's all you fucking know now, that's all you fucking know. Fucking library replaced everything in your fucking brain, and now you're just a horny fucking penis pervert now, just like all of them.